for entertainment only. The views and opinions expressed therein are those of the individual speakers and callers and do not necessarily represent the views of KFAR Radio or any of our respective employees, affiliates, or sponsors of this program.
Good morning, Fairbanks. You are listening to KFAR Radio. We're at 660 on the AM dial, 97.5 on the FM dial, and we live stream at KFARradio.com. This is Problem Corner. I am your host, David Pruse. If you have a question for our guest today, we are at 907-458-TALK. That's 907-458-8255. We are in the political season. So this morning, I have Bart Labonte in the office. He is the incumbent state House member running for District 31. I'll be reaching out to both Kelly Nash and Maxine Dilbert to get them on here, too. And how you doing, sir?
Oh, good morning, Mr. Mayor, if I may. Congratulations on your victory.
It was a humbling experience, a very wonderful campaign, enjoyable. Glad it's over.
You ran a very honorable campaign, so I'd like to congratulate you on that.
You know, you sort of set what your standard's going to be. And I just thought to myself, you know, we lost a good person, a good friend, Glenn Hackney. I'm going to run a campaign like Glenn Hackney, always smiling, accentuate the positive, be happy, enjoy the journey. I was going to emulate Glenn Hackney, and that's what I did.
And that is a great role model.
Yeah.
A neighbor of mine, yeah. A supporter of my campaign in the past. What a great choice.
Yeah, and the first time I ever spoke in front of a crowd, I said I'm going to be using Glenn Hackney as my role model. And a lot of people came up to me after that and said, that was a great speech. You know, that was really good. He had all these people there, and that was a great speech, the way you didn't say anything about anyone. This is your standard, and it's Glenn Hackney. So anyway, great person. Great Westgate person. Lived on Sunset Drive. When I was a kid growing up, he always bought Kool-Aid from us. We'd have our little Kool-Aid stand. He'd always come up and, you know, we'd charge like a nickel or a dime, whatever, and he'd give us 50 cents or a dollar and not want any change back. He's a great guy. Him and his wonderful wife, Esther. This incredible people. But, hey, you are running for re-election. How's that going for you?
Well, as you know, you just finished the campaign yourself. A lot of work. A lot of challenges to get the word out, to encourage folks to vote. If that's something that all of us share, all candidates share, is getting your constituents to get out and vote. And in the primary, I think we barely hit 20% for the voting in District 31. Certainly hope to do better in the general here in less than a month. So just trying to get the word out. Get out my message and get folks to vote.
And use ranked choice voting for the first time. How's that? Is there a specific strategy, or is there you're running like you always have?
Well, of course, my first choice is everybody just votes for me as your number one pick. And then the ranked choice doesn't come into play. But
I like your theory.
I would be naive to assume that that's the only way it's going to work. So. Certainly, with two Republicans in my race, I would encourage Republicans and conservative independents and undeclared to vote Republican. Vote me first, of course, and then I could be pleased with the results. I'm confident that I have the votes out there. I just need to motivate them.
Well, let's go back to your incredible tsunami win in 2018 by that single vote. And as you were, you know, Fairbanks, what you don't hear in between the studio time, you election was in November, but the fight wasn't settled until January.
Well, the election was tied, as you recall, with Catherine Dodge. and the Division of Elections had the recount 3 weeks later in Juneau. And in the recount, I picked up the final vote that put me on top. Immediately, my opponent launched a legal challenge to the vote. There's always question ballots that are debated during a count. I had a half a dozen. She had a half a dozen. And the way to settle those question ballots is the legal process. The Superior Court ruled in my favor and upheld my election by one vote. Then the appeal was made to the Alaska Supreme Court. They heard the case in early January, ruled in my favor, so I had to wait 2 months to find out that my one-vote lead held up. The next week, I had to be in Juneau to begin work.
And then you go to Juneau, and it's 30 days there before, you know, a quorum is done with a majority and a minority. And you and, you know, led by Tammy Wilson and Steve Thompson, you followed them with I believe, 8 other Republicans and 15 Democrats, and you formed a coalition, and a lot of people got mad at you, but you got stuff done. You're on the Finance Committee.
And that's the major point to look at that. You hit on them. The coalition was made up of 8 Republicans, Tammy Wilson, myself, and Steve Thompson. And in that mix, Steve Thompson was selected as majority leader. Tammy Wilson was co-chairing finance, and I had a seat on finance. So if you want to help the interior, you need to be flexible in your decisions. And you also need to get yourself placed in certain committees.
Yeah.
And being a freshman and serving on House Finance was a big deal for Fairbanks, and I've been able to stay on House Finance now all 4 years in the legislature.
And, you know, what most people don't understand or would not recognize or realize is that because it took you so long to get certified, everyone else is already lining up the committee positions. And you're basically being left out, is what it seemed like to me.
Yes, and what made it even more complicated, though, you look back at 4 years ago, is the House was pretty evenly divided.
Yeah.
2020, and trying to break that divide took a month.
Mm-hmm.
And finally, when it did break, we initially organized with 25, and that's a solid majority. If you could get 25 representatives.
I always blame David Eastman for that. You know, Dave Tallarico was going to be the speaker. They had a majority. And Eastman would not join the Republican majority. So, you know, some people say Lisa Murkowski's a rhino. I say David Eastman's a rhino. You know, hey, guess what? There's two sides of a coin. And call it what it is. You know, he's been kicked out of the caucus twice, wouldn't join the caucus, and we had the debacle because of it.
Yeah, and looking back at 4 years ago, that majority would have been very slender.
Thin, yeah.
Thin and slender. If your majority is 21-19, it's difficult to do work. You really need a little bit of flexibility.
That way if someone goes off,
yes,
you know, on their own or, you know, has a hissy fit, you have votes to counter that.
And that majority would have been dependent upon Representative Eastman being a team player.
Yeah.
And I have not seen much of that in my 4 years.
No, it's very sad, but that's life. That's life. Fairbanks, we are going to take a commercial break. You listen to KFAR Radio. If you have a question for Representative Bart LeBon, we're at 907-458-TALK, 907-458-8255. We'll be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Hey folks, Will Stapp for Fort Wainwright's Area House District. Fort Wainwright brought me to Alaska when I enlisted in the Army to protect our rights. I served in the infantry. I was a paratrooper. I did 2 deployments to Iraq, and I was wounded in combat fighting for our freedoms. I'm running because inflation, high gas prices, and electric rates are crushing us, and we need sensible solutions like cheap energy and a long-term fiscal plan. My name's Will Stapp, and down at Juneau, I'll always fight for the future of our kids.
Paid for by Will Stapp for Alaska. Don't miss Fairbanks Foodies every Saturday at 5:30 on KFAR Radio with your host, David Pruse, discussing everything food in Fairbanks, from awesome recipes to all of your favorite local restaurants. Brought to you by Bobby's Downtown, Quality Food Sales, Hoodoo Brewery, and the Fairbanks Community Food Bank. Don't miss Fairbanks Foodies and go to the archives page of KFARradio.com to listen to any past episodes. Fairbanks Foodies, Saturdays at 5:30 on KFAR Radio and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Hello, this is Ward Mertes. More than 20 years of helping Alaskans smeared in automobile accidents, and the families of Alaskans killed in car crashes have taught us a few things. Don't hang things from your rearview mirrors. No feathers, no beads, no handicap placards, no deodorizers. They all block your view of other cars and pedestrians. Remember, your job is to drive safely, seeing what's there to be seen. Clean your windshield regularly, and keep a good lookout for others. The Mertes Law Firm has helped injured Alaskans for more than 20 years. It's who we are. And while we hope you never need us, we're here if you do.
Listen to KFAR Monday through Friday at 7:40 a.m. and 2:03 p.m. for the Precious Metals Report, brought to you by the Gold Buyers of Alaska. You can trust Gold Buyers of Alaska and their incredible attention to detail. They specialize in refining, assaying, and buying and selling of gold bullion and refined mine materials. Three locations in the great state of Alaska, including here in Fairbanks at 915 30th Avenue. The Precious Metals Report, Monday through Friday on KFAR at 7:40 a.m. and 2:03 p.m. Ask a miner who they trust. Gold Buyers of Alaska.
Weather brought to you by GCR. Maintaining your correct tire pressure improves safety, fuel economy, and tire life. Drop by the Tire Guys for free tire inflation. GCR Tires and Service, taming the Alaskan road. Van Horn at Cushman.
KFAR Weather.
Chance of scattered snow showers. Today, otherwise cloudy skies. High of 34, winds out of the southwest, 5 to 10 miles per hour. Cloudy, tonight, chance for snow showers, 22. A mix of clouds and sun, tomorrow, chance of snow showers, high temperatures reach up to 32. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Pruse in the studio here with Representative Bart LeBon. So you make it through your first legislative 2 years, and then the second one, you won quite handily. There was no...
No single vote win in the second race. And what I'm particularly proud of in that second race in 2020 was that I received more votes than any other candidate in the race for District 1. I received more votes than Trump, Biden, Sullivan, Gross, Galvin, or Young.
Yeah, you did.
I was the number one vote getter in that race. And what that tells me is I can appeal to more than just a conservative voter. I can appeal to more moderate, be you Democrat or Republican or undeclared, that I could reach across the aisle.
You know, Fairbanks is where east meets west, north meets south. It's not red, it's not blue, it's purple. Jimi Hendrix purple haze. And they vote for the person they know versus a party affiliation.
I would say that's true, and both of my races demonstrate that.
Yeah,
I can work across the aisle. And
then you're immediately placed on finance again in 20 to 22, and you had some success.
Yes, I did, and being on finance is so important to the interior. We were fortunate this last session, the 32nd legislature, to have myself, Representative Thompson, and Representative Wohl, three of us from the interior on House Finance. And that gives us a lot of clout to have that presence. And if I have a concern looking into the future with this race, is that we've lost some of that senior longevity. Thompson and Wohl are both not running. So no matter what, they're going to be replaced with new legislatures. So I'm concerned that Fairbanks in the interior may not have the successful candidates to secure a seat on House Finance. I believe I will, no matter how caucusing and majority-minority plays out. I was on finance as a member of the majority. I was on finance as a member of the minority.
There you go. It's, you know, like you said, you might have 15 new legislators down there.
There's a lot of races that are are open.
Redistricting.
Redistricting. The number of folks that have chosen not to run again, I mentioned two with Representative Woe and Thompson, but there's many others that just have had enough or want to move on to other things.
Yeah.
So I think there will be between 15 and 20 brand new legislators.
You know, it takes a toll because you're going down to Juneau in the winter versus someone like yourself going to, you know, Hawaii, California, Palm Springs, you know, something like that. And I could really see that starting to take a toll on Representative Thompson. You know, just this is, you know, I'm leaving my son. I'm leaving my wife. I'm going down here. You know, I see my son growing up. You know, you have 2020 where you have four special sessions. You know, the longest boy.
Yeah, you mentioned Representative Thompson. It was a pleasure to serve with him. We made a great team, he and I, and I'll miss him greatly. But I'm also happy that Will Staff has stepped forward to run for District 32, the former District 2. And I'm also looking forward to working with a committed individual, Will Staff.
Very committed. Very, very astute. Yeah, he's – and, boy, is he working hard.
Yes, he is.
Boy, is he working hard. You know, that's a quite red district, but he is working hard. So let's talk about some of the legislation that you passed. You know, this, you know, your background is banking. You're on finance. So you know what you know. You do what you know. And you came out with two bills that passed as a member of the minority. That doesn't happen too often. And you have the Alaska Banking Statute. Do you want to describe that one?
Yes, I would. Thank you, David. Alaska banking law has, over the years, not kept up with national banking law. We have four state chartered banks in Alaska, two of them here in Fairbanks, Denali State Bank and Mount McKinley Bank. Those banks, the local ones here in our community, compete with Wells Fargo and other national banks for business. And what had happened over time is the national banking laws have changed while the state banking laws have not. So working with the Division of Banking and the Alaska Bankers Association, we rerolled all the state bank statutes to create a parity or a level playing field between community banks, state chartered, and the national banks, and succeeded in getting that bill through both the House and the Senate, had broad support, across the aisle, R's and D's all supported it, and the governor signed it into law, so that was a victory. My second bill was Alaska Municipal Bond Bank Authority. It gave regional health organizations a hand up. Think health clinics in rural Alaska. It also gave the University of Alaska access to the Alaska Municipal Bond Bank, and you're thinking, well, didn't they have it? Actually, they did not. So now they have access to the Alaska Municipal Bond Bank. And the third part of that bill was to give authority to the Alaska Railroad to sell $60 million in revenue bonds to build a new terminal station in Seward for the Alaska Railroad. So that was a victory also.
You know, the terminal in Seward, they can sell bonds that construct it, then they can charge fees to pay for the bonds and the operation.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So it makes sense.
Yeah, that will be paid for by the users, the cruise companies that dock in Seward and selling tickets, and the revenue from the project will pay back the bonds.
Boy, it gets interesting, doesn't it? Now, with that, you know, talking with you, you have a strong contingent, yourself, Adam Wohl and Steve, that really looked after the University of Alaska in both operating and capital budgets.
You know, you just can't underestimate the sway that three representatives on House Finance had in the last...
Yeah, there's eight people on it, so you got almost 50% of the vote right there.
Well, there's 11, but to have three for our community made all the difference in the world. We were able to protect the university budget, and we were able to secure a capital budget support for renovation of the upper campus dorms, deferred maintenance, and the drone program, to name just several of the items that were protected in the capital budget.
it's never ending up there. You know, it's one of the crown jewels of Fairbanks is that University of Alaska and what goes on up there. Most people, they realize it, but, you know, the drone program, probably the best in the world.
Oh, and it's gathering international attention and more money's coming in from investors. But you have to seed the program. You have to support it. And with help also on the Senate side from Senator Click Bishop, we were able to do that.
It's a very good, tight organization from the interior. Usually you work together. At times there's differences in political philosophies, but that's going to happen. But overall, the interior legislators, you know, try and work to accomplish things for the interior.
I'll give you another example, the Interior Energy Project, bringing natural gas into downtown Fairbanks. When that bill was before the House to continue that program, and also we secured money for the conversions from oil to gas, myself, Steve Thompson, Grier Hopkins, and Adam Wall all stood in support and spoke to that bill and were able to gather support on the House floor. And I had a comment made to me afterwards by a representative from Anchorage saying, you know, the interior, when you get onto a topic or a subject or an issue that benefits the interior, you do lock arms and support that issue. And he goes, I wish we could do that in Anchorage. And I said, well, maybe I don't wish that.
That's a, you know, 50% of the population is in a confined area. Oh, my goodness. Yeah, it's I like how you think. How's your campaign going so far?
Well, you know, you always wish you had more time and you had more resources, but you play the hand you're dealt. You invest your campaign dollars as wisely as you think you can. And fortunately for me, I do have a record of working across the aisle, and I've proven that by being in both the majority and the minority and getting things done in both bodies. It didn't matter whether I was in the majority or the minority. I secured seat on House Finance, and I got bills passed as a member of the minority. And I can assure you that doesn't happen to everybody down there.
No, it does not.
No, it doesn't.
It, boy. But, again, Bart Lebon, that's why you were elected.
By one vote?
No, by your your availability to get along with people. You know, your background as a banker, you know, you're looking at clients and you're saying, well, you know, you really can't afford this or can't do this, but how do we get you there? So this your background works well with working with other people in the legislature. It really does.
And it also serves me well on a member of the House Finance. Revenue picture is volatile. At one time in the budget process, we're looking at price of Alaska oil near $120 a barrel. Today, it's in the mid-90s. The Department of Revenue crafted the budget based upon a price of oil north of $100 a barrel, but we've averaged well below that. So what's happening in this current fiscal year, we're only 25% of the way through it, is revenue projections are not realized by the price of oil and the throughput of the pipeline. So I'm sensing we may have a challenge going forward, even this fiscal year. We'll wait and see how things go.
Fairbanks, we're going to take a commercial break. We're going to have a little bit of Sting, the cowboy song. I have no idea what that is. Some Fox News, some state news, some commercials, some weather. We come back, we're going to talk with Bart about his personal and professional history and a lot of the community service and community awards that he's done. We'll be back after these messages.
Problem Corner is coming.
coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
President Biden and other G7 leaders met virtually with Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky today, releasing a statement committing to continued support to Ukraine.
Any just peace, the statement says, must respect the UN Charter's protection of territorial integrity, safeguard Ukraine's ability to defend itself, and ensure Ukraine's recovery and reconstruction, and accountability for Russian crimes committed during the war.
Fox's Jared Halpern at the White House. 14-year-old Chloe Campbell, who disappeared September 30th after a Boulder, Colorado high school football game with two older men, has been found.
The girl found Monday unharmed about 26 miles away from Boulder in Thornton, Colorado. And investigators now say they think the girl ran away, though they're still looking into it, who Campbell was with and what she was doing.
Fox's Jeff Manasso. America's listening to Fox News.
It's time for your Alaska News Minute.
Alaska's news source reports that Federal Emergency Management Agency housing inspectors came to Western Alaska yesterday to help survivors of the severe mid-September storm apply for assistance. FEMA teams arrived in Kipnuk and Kotlik on Monday and will be in Tuksuk Bay and Koyuk today, according to a release from the agency. Teams will inspect houses and help residents who experience damage from the storms register for FEMA assistance. More information is also available about FEMA support at FEMA disaster site, and updates from FEMA Region 10 are available on the agency's Twitter page. Passengers arriving in Whittier on Norwegian Cruise Line cruise ships will have a new place to dock in the near future. Yesterday, Governor Mike Dunleavy joined other officials in picking up a shovel to break ground on Phase 1 of an $80 million port project in Whittier. The joint venture between Huna Totem Development Corporation, Norwegian Cruise Line, and the City of Whittier will add a new double-sided dock at the head of the bay, as well as a new terminal building where passengers will disembark.
Streaming live online at KFAR660.com.
Alaska has a champion standing up for our military and veterans, Senator Lisa Murkowski. Lisa secured billions for our military bases and defense jobs and worked tirelessly to deliver a pay raise for our troops. And Lisa's fighting to ensure that our veterans have access to the care and benefits they earned. Investing in our Alaska-based military, taking care of our veterans, Lisa Murkowski.
Alaska's veterans serve with honor. They deserve our support and respect. As your senator, I'm working across party lines to make sure every veteran gets the care they earned, improving the VA so Alaska's veterans can receive quality care here at home instead of traveling to the lower 48, and securing funding to expand mental health services and help prevent suicides. I'm for Alaska, always.
Lisa Murkowski, a champion for Alaska's military and veterans.
I'm Lisa Murkowski. I'm running for the U.S. Senate, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Lisa Murkowski for U.S. Senate.
Fall is winter's two-minute warning. Prepare now. Secure dependable Honda power whenever and wherever you need it. Buy your Honda generator from the Woodway. Back up your home's boiler and fridge. Take it with you to camp, hunting, your remote work site, and on board your RV. Dependable, quiet, and easy to operate. Your whisper quiet Honda generator does more than just keep your lights turned on. It's waiting for you today at the Woodway on College Road. Prepare the Alaskan way. The right way. The Woodway. Drive with confidence through Alaska's tough year-round driving conditions. Snow and ice, water and gravel, on or off-road. Choose the tire that's as tough as Alaska. The Bridgestone Dueler AT Revo 3 from GCR Tires and Service. For your light truck, SUV, and CUV, ride the Bridgestone AT Revo 3. AT Revo 3 delivers a dominating off-road performance and a quietly civilized ride on the road. Buy yours at GCR Tires and Service, the Tire Guys. Taming the Alaskan Road, Van Horn at Cushman.
Spend your Saturdays with KFAR Radio for local programs. Starting with Alaska Realty today from Next Home Arctic Sun Realty at 11 a.m. The Buzz at 11:30. Brought to you by the Tanana Herb Company. And then Health Talk with Dr. Scott Looper from White Spruce Medical at noon. Followed by the Combos Outdoor Show at 12:30. And later, it's Fairbanks Foodies at 5:30 p.m. All shows can be found on the KFAR website in the archives section. Weekends just got local with KFAR Radio.
Hello, this is Ward Mertes. More than 20 years of helping Alaskans smeared in automobile accidents and the families of Alaskans killed in car crashes have taught us a few things. When approaching an intersection, expect other drivers to run red lights. Always look left and right before crossing an intersection on a green ball. Fairbanks is full of drivers who think red lights are mere suggestions. It's far better to avoid a driver who's running a red light and remain alive than to be legally correct and dead. The Murdy's Law Firm has helped injured Alaskans for more than 20 years. It's who we are. And while we hope you never need us, we're here if you do.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at KFARradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Prus in the studio here with Representative Bart Lebon. Now, I can see why the University of Alaska is special to you, because that's where you're from.
And that's what brought me up.
Yeah.
The Canucks wanted me to rebound for the basketball team back in 1972. I recently celebrated my 50th year here in Fairbanks. Yeah. And
you got a degree in Alaska Business Management, and then you immediately started becoming a loan officer.
Went into banking. Day after graduation, I started at a local bank, and that was the beginning of a 42-year career as a banker, all in Fairbanks, and retired in order to run for State House. I don't know what I was thinking.
Well, you know, I'm glad you did. But you also served on the school board, and you're the board president for 4 years.
Yeah, I was elected in 98. And served as president for actually 3 years on the school board. And that was an eye-opener for me politically. It's a local office, but it's an important office. Serving as board president really gave me some insight and understanding of the political process, how to read a political budget, in this case the school district budget. Helped me serve in the State House, because it wasn't the first government budget I had read. I don't have a whole lot of opportunity to make loans to government bodies as a banker. I did a few, but being on the school board helped a lot, so I value that experience.
Your community service is impeccable, impressive, and deep. I'm just looking at this. You're on the Fairbanks Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors and serve the chairman. From 93 to 96, you were on the Alaska State Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors from 96 to 98. Fairbanks Sunrisers Rotary Board President from 90 to 91. I'll be seeing you this Friday.
Excellent.
Yep. And then your Interior Community Health Center Board of Directors for 20 years, from 96 to 2016. That's a commitment. That's a generational commitment. 20 years is a generational commitment.
I'm so proud of the Interior Community Health Center is in my district, just a short bit down the road from the hospital, and it was a pleasure to serve our community as a member of that board. And I also served as president for a couple years, somewhere in there.
Yeah, and then you also, you know, you did a 22-year stint from 96 to 2018 on the Alaska Airlines Community Advisory Board, another generation, and then you did a generation from 98 to 2017 on the Fairbanks chapter of the Air Force Association, and you're the board president in 1998. So when you step into it, Bart Lebon, you look at generational items. You know, this is, I'm not going to, certain things I do for 20 years.
And the experience and the contacts, meeting folks in the community, learning about issues. I also served on the Downtown Association Board of Directors. Serving Interior, Fairbanks, City of Fairbanks, and serving on that board for 10 years gave me some insight on local issues, and that was valuable.
And you've received many accolades. In 2002, you were selected as UAF School of Management Business Leader of the Year. In 2003, you were awarded the U.S. Air Force Association, its Northwest Region Outstanding Member. In 2009, you were awarded the UAF Alumni Association Lifetime Achievement Award. In 2011, UAF named you its annual community service award, the Bart Lebon Humanitarian Award. They had named an award after you. And in 2015, you were inducted into the UAF Nanook Athletic Hall of Fame. And then in 2017, you were named the North Star Imaginarium Library, its Champion of Children. Congratulations, sir.
It's. I guess that's what happens if you stick around 50 years,
yeah.
and you get involved.
Yeah.
So
you know, And that's what I say about Fairbanksons. You know, you meet a Fairbankson, and they're also doing 2 to 3 other things for the community besides working and raising a family. You know, a Fairbankson is very involved, and boy, your history is extensive, that's for sure.
And I believe that really sets me apart as a candidate in my race.
Well, I think what also sets you apart is your wonderful family.
That doesn't hurt. 4 grandchildren, 2 daughters, all still in Alaska, all
incredible
born in Alaska.
Wife, incredible wife.
Who's put up with me for many years. We won't define that because...
that's generational.
It's generational. It's double generational. Yeah.
Well, it's not double jeopardy, but it is double generational. That's something else. And so you take all that background and you run for a political office here in Fairbanks because you've built up that knowledge, that background, that leadership ability, that working relationships across the state, across the Pacific Northwest to help Fairbanks.
Absolutely. And it's been an honor to represent the city of Fairbanks in Juneau. House District 31 is entirely within city limits. I view myself as a representative for the city of Fairbanks, and I look forward to working with you, Mr. Mayor, as your personal representative for the city of Fairbanks in Juneau.
Oh, yeah. It's getting deep in here, Fairbanks. But, yeah, I look forward to that, too. You have an election to win or lose. You've been through this before. The only thing that is different is ranked choice voting. And what does that mean? And I think on November 9th, a lot of people are going to see what that means because, you know, you're not going to find out anything until 2 weeks later after all the mail-ins comes in and then they do the second round unless you win 50% in a vote.
And the first count, and with a 3-way race, that's oftentimes a difficult number to realize in the first round of vote counting. This may not be settled until the end of November.
Yeah. Well, better than January, like your first one.
Yeah.
And you're in there with a lot of people who are in the same category.
Across the state, yes.
Bart, thank you for being here. I'm going to let you have something up at the university that you're doing that you have to go, and I appreciate you being able to come in here and spend time with us. Good luck on your race, and thank you for the service that you've given and that hopefully you give again. Fairbanks will be back after these messages.
More Problem Corner is coming up on KFAR 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Alaska, maybe the 49th state, but we shouldn't be 49th in the country as a place to do business. But that's how bad Alaska's economy has gotten under Mike Dunleavy. On economic growth, we are nearly dead last in the country. Dunleavy has killed thousands of jobs. He's mismanaged Alaska's fiscal crisis, cratered our education system, and gutted critical construction and infrastructure funding. Dunleavy's incompetent leadership put Alaska's economic recovery at 49th in the country and nearly destroyed our ferry system. It's not just embarrassing, it's hurting families and forcing us to flee the state in record numbers. To rebuild our economy and restore strong leadership, rank Bill Walker first on November 8th. Bill Walker's economic plan will generate jobs, lower prices, and bring more affordable housing and child care to Alaska. Bill plans to bring $2 per gallon fuel to Alaskans because in the state that produces so much oil, we should be paying the lowest energy prices, not the highest. To put Alaska first, rank Bill Walker first on November 8th.
This communication is paid for by Walker Dragas for Alaska.
The windows in your house are pretty bad, or maybe you've got a patio door that sticks. Before you'll do anything, you want to ask your friends, neighbors, and coworkers, hey, who do you guys use? I'm Chris Dunn, local owner of Renewal by Anderson, and we've replaced windows for over 5,700 of your friends, neighbors, and coworkers all over Alaska. In fact, we've installed more windows in Alaska than any other window company. Why? Because we offer what other companies don't. We're the only company in Alaska that handles the whole process for you. We custom make it, install it, and warrant it. No big box store, no contractors, and no middleman. Book your free in-home consultation before October 31st to save $245 on windows and $490 on patio doors, and pay nothing for 1 year. Call the window and door company that thousands of Alaskans have already called, Renewal by Anderson. Call 885-3100, 885-3100. That's 885-3100.
Weather brought to you by Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing, offering 24-hour service from Salcha to Nanana and no mileage charge on callouts. The Bigfoot with the helping hand. Bigfoot Pumping and Thawing.
KFAR weather.
Cloudy skies today with a chance for scattered snow showers. Highs around 34. Southwesterly winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Chance of snow showers again tonight. Lows level off around 22. Cloudy skies expected. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow. Chance for snow showers. High temperatures reach up to 32. And that's your weather on KFAR 660 AM and 97.5 FM. I'm meteorologist Laura Lockwood.
And now, more Problem Corner on KFAR Radio, 97.5 FM, 660 AM, and streaming live at kfarradio.com.
Fairbanks, welcome back. David Pruse in the studio here with Melissa Burnett. Now, Melissa?
Yes, sir.
I've given you the opening of what is a relief pitcher?
That's the guy that comes in when your pitcher is spent, and he comes and kind of relieves you, and, you know, you've thrown your arm or you've done too many pitches. Coaches kind of want to save you. They throw in the relief pitcher.
Guess what you are?
I am the relief pitcher.
No, you're the closer.
I'm the closing pitcher. There we go.
You know, Fairbanks, I'm treated so wonderfully down here at the radio station. So Bart had to leave. He has to get up to university by noon and do something. So knowing Melissa's background after I found out Bart had to leave early, she is a baseball mom.
Mm-hmm.
Baseball player, loves baseball. So I walked into her office and I go, what's the definition of a relief pitcher?
Yeah.
And she starts giving me this definition. I go, guess what you are? You're the relief pitcher of the radio show today. So that's how we did it. I sucked her in.
I got to say, Bart was even pretty impressed. He was like, I like that.
Yeah, you know, didn't tell him what he saw it. He witnessed it. How I walked in. She hook, line, sinker. Thank you for being available.
Of course, always.
So you're going to be over at the Borough Building today at 2 o'clock.
Yes, sir.
Big day for you.
Big day for both of us, huh?
Yeah.
It's been a long journey. It's been a crazy 3 months, and today is the day we get to wrap it all up, and everything becomes official, and there we go. We get to...
Yeah, you know, it's happiness, it's sadness, you know. Some good people will win, some good people won't win.
Right, exactly. And I honestly, some of these races, man, they're so close. They are so darn close. Les and Brandy, for example.
20 votes.
Yeah, 20 votes right there. Aaron and Crystal, what is that? Like
11.
Yeah.
Or 14, 14.
Yeah, 14. So we've got a 20-vote gap. We've got a 14-vote gap. Like, these are some really close races. And I know that Brandy and Les, Crystal and Aaron, they've all worked really hard. They all really do want this. And so, you know, there's definitely going to be some happy people and some very sad people today.
Yeah.
But we'll all know. That's bottom line is everybody will know. We'll be done. Here we are.
And you were down in Anchorage as a hockey mom.
Yes, I was. Yeah.
How'd that go?
Oh, it was a blast. We went 2-2. There's this team. So first off, my son plays.
They own you.
Yeah,
they
just own us so hard. And I don't know what it is. I don't know if it's the name of the team. The team's name is Zapperzan. The coach is phenomenal. The kids, man, they make these four-line passes that are just unbelievable. Just all of a sudden, it's like pass, 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 pluck it in. And they set things up so beautifully. Like, our kids just get on the ice and they go, whoa, it's real hockey. And what's funny is our kids are great. They play phenomenally. Like, we've got a really good team. It's just something about the Zapperzan team that just gets us. It's, I don't know what it is. We just all of a sudden we forget about ourselves. We forget how to play hockey, and it's just like, what, you know. Somebody said to me over the weekend, he goes, you know, we went head in head against a team last year where that other team was always on the losing end until the game that mattered, and that was the game at state. So that's what we were telling our boys, like, look, the win's gonna come with this team. When it does, it could be the day that matters.
Yeah.
You know? So, but this team is phenomenal. They were like, took second place in nationals last year. And so we've got our work cut out for us. It's going to be a fun season. Yeah. And Anchorage is always fun. Lots of snow. I think it followed us down to Anchorage. It was snowing down there too.
You know, I got to meet your daughter at the KJNP.
Oh, yes. Isn't she sweet? She's a spitfire.
And, you know, now Fairbanks, those people who knew my father, I learned from him and I emulate him in many things. And that is, he always, when a kid walked into our house, when he met a child, it doesn't matter what your age was, he took an interest in that.
Yeah.
You know, he learned about it.
Yep.
And I'm the same way.
Yeah.
And your daughter's in a room with six or seven adults that are going to be going on the air for 5 minutes of, you know,
yeah.
whatever. And she's next to you, mm-hmm. and I'm right there, and I learned, you know, boom, peppering her with the questions.
Yes.
And then, you know, the donuts are there, you know, have that donut, have that donut. And then I'm going to her, okay, what did you learn? And she said, you know, not whatever it was.
Yeah.
I go, no, whenever with Politicos, bring donuts.
Yes. You know, what's really funny is we left, and she goes, I really like that bald guy. That was her response.
Yeah. Well, hey, good.
Well, you know, this is what I have to say about politicians. You know, people who are out there doing their thing. They're politicking. They're meeting the people. They're shaking the hands and whatnot. The one thing that I got to give my hats off to, and there's been a handful of them now, Click Bishop, yourself. I know Bart Lebon does this. I know Elijah Verhagen has done it. You know, the kids are there, and they don't ignore the kids.
Yeah.
That's huge to me, in my opinion. You don't ignore the children, right? I mean, those are, first off, that's the future of Fairbanks right there, you know? So if you even, you know, like, just shake their hand and ask them their name and how old they are, like, it's the world to these guys. And they go, just all of a sudden, you ask them how old they are, and it turns into how old they are and how fast they can run and their favorite color. And kids are kind of amazing like that, right? They just open up. And so when a politician takes a second and just says
hi. Well, I took more than a second.
Yes, you did. No, yes, you did. Like that, and that,
we had the whole conversation in the room.
Yeah.
About her.
Yes. Talk to the kids. That's the big win here. Talk to the kids. Talk to them. You want to win the parents? Talk to the kids.
Well, I'm looking at your daughter, and I'm seeing your husband's face.
Yeah.
Your hair in disposition. This is a brunette.
I tell people all the time, if she was my first, she'd definitely have been my last.
Yeah.
She is a spitfire.
Yeah. Boy.
When she started school, I even, her teacher, so she has this teacher, her name is Mrs. Millington, fantastic teacher over at Ann Wien, and she's had all of my kids. She's had both of her brothers, and so this year she gets my daughter, and she's like, oh, I'm so excited, you know, whatever, and I looked at her, and I said, well, you're going to have your hands tied with this one.
Yeah.
Then about a week ago, I'm picking my daughter up from school, and Miss Millington comes out and tells me, you know, this story about this water bottle my daughter forgot. And she's like, Allison! I said, I told you she was a spitfire. She's like, man!
you know, it's interesting when going through school. The middle brother, the one 2 years older than me, one class in front of me, Danny, nicest, finest person I've ever met.
Yeah.
Nicest person. Everyone just really liked Danny.
Yeah.
Just, you know, just gracious at a young age. You
right.
know, real jerk, you know?
Yeah.
And like, then, and
whatever.
So then the teachers were expecting another Danny.
And they get you.
They get David.
That was it. She was like, I was expecting another Jace. Nope, you get Allie.
Yeah. And it'd be so funny, you know, after about third or fourth grade, I was just, okay, I just don't care anymore. Danny, you know, just can't compete with the nicest guy in the world. And you're a jerk because you're my brother.
Yep.
But teachers beware.
Teachers beware.
And then the student teacher days, teacher parent days, were not good for me.
No.
Well, that was just not a good day. You know, my mom would come home, you know, Danny, oh, great Donnell, great Dana, you know, David, come here.
You didn't get the allowance.
Oh, boy, you know, you get the lecture.
Yeah.
You get more chores.
Yeah.
You know, not that I was dastardly or mean, just I just didn't like school.
Right. I talked too much. That's all it was. My sisters would like walk off, you know, with their $5 for the B and their $10 for the A. And they
never got that. We never got that.
Oh, yeah. My parents did the whole money thing. They tried to reward us. And it didn't work with me. I'd still walk away and like I'd be the one, you know, grounded and having to do the extra work and having to, because I just wouldn't stop talking.
Yeah.
Go figure, I work in radio.
With me, it's like, you know, you have to shape it up or you don't get judo. You know, the sport. You know, we're gonna start. You know, we're gonna start taking stuff away from you that you're gonna miss.
That's what I do with my boys.
Yeah,
gonna start talking about hockey.
So I learned, you know, when the parent teacher conference was, and for 2 weeks prior to that,
you're
I was
sucking up.
Angel, I was a beautiful angel.
Your teachers ever catch on?
Oh yeah.
Mrs. It Trouble. Must be 2 weeks from conference time.
Mrs. Trouble, my fourth grade teacher, you know, about the third time, she goes, yeah, we're about 2 weeks out. David's getting nicer now.
Yeah, okay, getting better, yeah. Behaving, doing
and
his
then
work.
And then she goes, you know, David, I just might have more parent-teacher conferences just to make you good all the time. Oh, man, Mrs. Trumbull, great fourth grade teacher. Just,
that's awesome.
You know, it's neat that you're going to be on the school board because I remember all my teachers, you know. And they were all wonderful, good influence. And this is at a time when, you know, you're going into a class and there's, you know, five rows across, if not six, and six rows deep.
Yeah.
So it's 25 to 30 kids in each class. And there's this one teacher.
Yeah.
And they, you know, it was a teacher.
Yeah.
Simple as that.
Yeah. And that's, you know, I'm excited to be on the school board. I'm excited to figure out all the situations we have going on, you know, making it better. But mostly, I'm excited to support the teachers and to do what's right for them.
Yeah.
Because that's what it's all about. They're the glue, man. They are the glue.
They're front line,
and they need the world. So I'm excited to get on the board, to sit there with everybody. My first meeting, so swearing in is October 31st. First meeting will be November 1st. And then there's a conference going on that very same weekend, the 3rd, 4th, and 5th, for school board members in the state. And
you're also doing a candidate search.
Yes, yeah.
You know, this is a thought. You know, look at the university, any of the chancellors up there. Something like that.
Yep. They've also, so I don't know if people have been paying attention, they hired the firm out of Iowa.
Yeah.
So we have the firm now, and so it's going to be on to the search, and I'm looking forward to getting us a good superintendent here in our schools.
You know, I remember the last time they did this about 3 years ago, mm-hmm. and they just didn't find a good one.
No, yeah.
And so, you know, I talked to a few people and said, you know, don't choose a bad one. Just choose an interim one or someone who's there.
Yeah.
And that's what they did.
Yep.
And
Miss Molina's been great.
Yeah.
Yep. She's been absolutely phenomenal. But yeah, it's time to get us a superintendent, and it's time to really dig in and find somebody who is ready to tackle the issues we have and any issues that will be had, including our big time budget deficit, whoever the superintendent is. You know, this is going to be a big process of figuring out how to make our district work without the COVID money, and with everything that we do have. So it's going to be interesting. It's going to be an adventure, and I'm looking forward to the work. I am. It's going to be hard, but I'm looking forward to doing it. Yeah.
And at 2 o'clock, you're going to know.
Yes, at 2 o'clock. Here we go.
You know, I didn't read the article in today's paper, but the clerks, they do a great job.
They do a good job, yeah.
The system that's set up, very good people.
Yes.
Very good people.
Yes, definitely.
I just don't see any skullduggery involved with them.
You know, I have seen the process. I have seen what they have laid out. I know the borough has done a good job of picking people. I know mm-hmm. our clerks and April Tricky and all of them down there do a great job.
Danny.
So I'm just looking forward to wrapping it up and getting everything counted and finding out what the final tallies are. And thank you so much.
Yeah.
Fairbanks, first off, all you voters out there, thank you for getting out and voting. The borough clerks, the borough people, everybody involved in the election process, getting it set up, getting it worked out. Thank you. Thank you for all your hard work and everything you guys have done. I know you're not done yet. We got a whole state.
It's never over. It's never over.
Never truly over. But thank you just for everybody out there who has put time and effort into the process and has gotten out and voted. And just thank you.
Yeah. It does get interesting. And it is a process. It's our process.
Yep.
It's a good process.
Yep.
Maybe they'll tweak it a little bit here and there, but the process isn't going to change.
Nope, probably not. And you know, here we are. It's election day, it's final day.
Well, you know, you thought you were the relief pitcher, but you were the closer.
There we go.
I appreciate it, Melissa.
Of course.
Fairbanks, you have a great day. And tomorrow we have Nick Nugent in here. And it's a wonderful discussion on a gentleman who was on he did a lot of mountain climbing in Alaska. And I will see you tomorrow with Nick Nugent. Fairbanks, you have a great day.